May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. When I was preparing for ordination in the Diocese of Atlanta, sometime in the spring of 1992, I had my last interview with the standing committee of the diocese. In every diocese, all the candidates for holy orders are interviewed many times by many people, and usually the standing committee is the last interview before the proposed ordination date. I don't remember very much about that at all, except what I do remember, I remember quite clearly. One of the questions that one of the clergy on the standing committee asked all of us, all the candidates, the question was, what is your favorite heresy? It wasn't a trick question, really. And it was an easy answer for me, because although not everyone considers it a heresy, enough do to make it a valid answer to that question. My answer to the standing committee was universalism, the belief that all human beings will or will be able to be saved eventually by God. Another way that I like to think of it is that God has the power to save everyone, but doesn't force it on anyone. Well, the author of the Gospel of Matthew would have considered universalism a heresy, I think. Case in point is today's parable of the wise and foolish bridesmaids, which contains themes of the end time, the second coming of Christ, preparation, and final judgment. This parable is found only in the Gospel of Matthew. Many of the parables are found in two or three of the Gospels, but this one's only in Matthew. And as we have seen over the past few months, Matthew's gospel was written to and within an early Christian community of Jewish background. They had expected Jesus to return within one lifetime, and that had not yet happened. So the waiting became longer and longer. They had to figure out how to live in that in-between time, in the interim. Also, the temple was in ruins, and there was a concern in the community about how to figure out who the true believers were. As one commentator puts it, that community had to wrestle out of their experience a theology for long-haul waiting. This is a difficult parable for many people, particularly those who believe in the ability of God to save all of us eventually, if we will let him. But the point of a parable and the efficacy of a parable depends upon our wrestling with it, each one of us, engaging it, letting it live in us for a time until we can pull out some meaning. So, here goes. It's interesting that the two groups of bridesmaids were the same in all but one way. They all took their lamps to meet the bridegroom, which was Jewish wedding custom. They were all impacted by the fact that the bridegroom was really late. They all got sleepy and they slept while waiting for the bridegroom. The only difference in the two groups was in their preparation. The wise bridesmaids had prepared with extra oil for their lamps. They had oil in flasks with them so that when their lamps burned low, they could fill them up again. The foolish bridesmaids had no extra oil. They had not prepared. Now, it's important for us, as it was for the listeners of Matthew's gospel, to realize that we are still in that in-between time. We are in the time between Christ's presence on earth and saying the kingdom of God is here, and the final fulfillment of the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. However that will happen and whenever that will happen, none of us knows. We are in the in-between time, and the door is open. The door is open now. There is an urgency to these parables in Matthew because of the possibility that the door will at some time be closed. So, what does it mean for us to be prepared like the wise bridesmaids? What extra oil do we need for our waiting, for our journey? Faith, good works, spiritual practices, reserves of hope and love, all of those? What do you think? Whatever it is, we can be sure that it is not our job to decide who is wise and who is foolish. It is not our job to judge others. In fact, if we use this parable only to judge other people, we are completely on the wrong track. The parable is useful only if we put ourselves into the story and imagine how God wants us to be prepared. What do we need to pay attention to in our own selves that will help us be open to the future that God wants for us and the world? Perhaps it means, at least for some of us, to stop putting off whatever it is that we have been putting off in our own lives, to stop procrastinating, whether it be reconciliation with a family member or a friend, works of service to others, or deepening our own spiritual life. Perhaps this parable is a call for us to live our faith without procrastination. Jesus said, "Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." May God give us all the courage and the strength to live awakened lives, lives of faith, hope, and love that make a difference in this world.